Hey everyone, God bless you. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to listen to this podcast. It's a very humbling experience for me to be able to just impact so many people. I'm your podcast host, Kenny, who has come together and has brought this podcast of Hope Ministries to life. Thanks to partnering with the Holy Spirit. Thanks to the inspiration of my girlfriend. Thanks just for as many people who've prayed for me, who've helped me, who've inspired me, and also seeing other people who've embarked on their own journeys, whether it be my cousin who wrote a novel, whether it be my other cousin who started his own company, whether it be people who recently got married, people who, like my other cousin who became a doctor recently. And again, this podcast is just really centered around helping people get to a higher level, helping people just express their creativity and use whatever platform God has given you to share your life, to shine light through this world, and just to continue to impact everyone who's around you. So again, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. This episode actually is going to be titled The Process. And I think if you're a sports fan like I am, I guess if you were to hear the word The Process, or the term The Process, you would most accurately associate it with the Philadelphia 76ers, which have been just kind of took on this name, took on this identity for quite some time, because their organization really was struggling for so long. And they kept telling the fans, hey, it's a process. We're going to keep drafting well. We're going to keep saving money to sign big free agents, and eventually we'll become good. And actually, this year, they made it to the playoffs, and thanks to drafting Ben Simmons, drafting Joel Embiid, signing J.J. Redick, other draft players that they had. I mean, again, it was pretty much a combination of good ownership, patience, perseverance, and allowing the process to take place. But the reason why I'm referencing them, obviously, because I love sports and I love putting sports and gospel together. It's one of those things that I guess I have a specific grace for. I believe everyone right now is in some type of process in life, whether it be financial, whether it be health-wise, whether it be through in a relationship, some way or form you're going through a process. And a process is never a bad thing. I think what a process, the best thing what a process does is that it kind of like cleanses you. It kind of molds you to become a better version of who you were before you even embarked in any kind of circumstance. And to me, I think it's always a positive to embrace a circumstance or a process, because you're going to become someone more mature, more wise, more alert, more aware. And that's why a process is good. So whatever process you're going through right now, I want to give you this verse, because it's not so much as working on the physical, but it's working in the spiritual realm. And in Galatians 5:22 and 23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance," or patience, "kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and last but not least, self-control." And what it means by the fruit of the Spirit is, a lot of us, the fruit of our flesh, the fruit of, let's just use the term working out. When you work out, the fruit of your working out is seeing muscles. I guess for some people, seeing veins pop out more, seeing tone up, seeing fat burn off. The fruit of working hard, I guess you could say, is money. You know, you earn money, you get a bigger bank account, you get more amenities, more luxuries, I guess you could say. But the fruits of the Spirit is what everyone should be going after. These are the things that everyone should be yearning after, desiring. It's to have love, it's to have joy, to have peace, to have patience, to be kind to people, you know. And this process that we just completed today, thanks to God just again leading us through the whole entire thing, of going back to the city for the final time and completing the citizenship for Colombia, this was something that we really, again, were processed in every single way. The odd thing is that it was between my mother, my father, and myself, and all of us got sick in this time period. My mother got heavily attacked by an allergies and a fever. Likewise did I, and my dad got a fever. That combined with the fact that his lungs were kind of struggling. And in the midst of all this, I'm thinking, like, wow, like, I mean, this is just for a citizenship. I mean, like, this is getting out of control. And even though it's dragging out, I ended up finding out a lot about myself and about my relationship with God. And I think this is one of the greatest ways to understand God more and more. I mean, for instance, my relationship with Laura, every single day, I get to talk to her. I get to figure her out more. I'm even reading a book to her to know more about her heart, her emotions, what her mind thinks. And every single thing I do for her is to make us a better couple. So I think God works the same exact way with us. He's just not interested in just showing how good of a dad he is. He wants you to. He wants to input his heart inside of you, and he wants you to see how great it is when you follow him, when you listen to him, how great a son you can be. You know, and it's been quite a long time. It started last Monday. And now we find ourselves here. But although in this process we made so many mistakes, we learned how to persevere. Again, one of the fruits of the Spirit is to persevere, is to have patience, is to look at your situation and say, you know what, God, I'm not going to let this be what dictates me. It's not going to identify me. I'm going to persevere, and I'm going to make it to the end. And another thing that also we also discovered about ourselves, that although others made mistakes, because yes, in a process, it's not only going to be about you making mistakes, it's also going to be how you cope with other people's mistakes towards you. We've learned that through their mistakes, how to show grace and to forgive. Again, just resorting back to the fruits of the Spirit. So a lot of processes in your life are gonna be trying to tone up, trying to pave out the fruit of what your Spirit is going to bring out. And the more and more you go through circumstances that bring frustration, the more and more you can learn how to cope with it. The more and more you're going to go through circumstances where things don't go your way, complaining or seeing people judge you, you're going to understand that grace is that much more of a greater fruit to have. And again, just talking about how being sick really kind of put a hamper on everything and made it even that much harder. But we use that, you know, we use that to keep on trusting in God, having faith in him, that this will come to a conclusion very soon. And, you know, lastly, I kind of want to talk about this in the process. Every process has two things for sure. It has a beginning and an expiration date. And this is pretty cool. Today is May 31st, the last day of this month. And for those of you who didn't hear my testimony about the beginning of all this, the first day we went to the city, my father and I, some man walked up to us with a monthly pass and says, "Yo, I'm leaving the state. I'm done with this work. I'm gonna go to Pennsylvania. I got this monthly pass that still has 10 days on it. Do you want to have it? All I want is $5." And I kind of looked at him like, this is crazy. But I guess I had more of an understanding. My dad was like, no, this sounds sketchy as everything. And I kind of understood because I knew how it worked. And I saw the pass. It was valid. It was at the color of the month. It had the expiration on it and everything. And I knew how much it cost. It cost about $330 to get this monthly pass. And he wanted $5 for 10 days. I mean, this guy could have asked for anything. But I saw the beginning of the process right there. And then his culmination today. When today was the last day of the month, last day I could use this pass that we paid $5 for. And even our subway ticket, my father and I had to fill up this subway ticket so many times. We even lost track. We just kept putting money on it. We didn't even know how much was left. We didn't check the balance. And today when I went with my mother, we were there, you know, getting on the subway. And as we're getting on the subway, some lady's like, "Please, I need to get on the subway. Help me out." Obviously, some lady who's homeless. And I said, I didn't even hesitate. I said, "You know what, ma'am, go ahead." I swiped the pass. She went in. And then I'm like, you know what? If we got to take care of this later on, we'll put more money on. Let's just go get the objective finalized, you know. And then we finally get to the Colombian consulate. And we spoke with them. It was a process of getting fingerprints, signing things, making sure identification added up. But at the end of it, the citizenship is there. The passport's coming in the mail. It is just a victory that we had. But here's the crazy part. When we go on the subway to take the last ride back to Penn Station, it turns out that it was the balance on the MetroCard was $0. So whatever happened, I mean, it was just to me, it was just so amazing because like, wow, God reset the MetroCard to zero. Our monthly pass has ended. And it's almost like June now is like that month that just, and we're excited to see what's going to happen. Because again, in this month, you know, we're going to go to Venezuela. This is why we did the whole entire thing. And what I learned about this whole entire process too, is one thing we always have to kind of remember, is that there is somebody else out there going through a lot more difficult of a process than you're going through. You know, for instance, every single time we had to get stuck on a train or pay more money or, you know, wait on lines we already waited for hours, I always thought about we're doing this because we're going to a country that's it's just in shambles right now. I mean, everything just seems to be in destruction. And let me not think about my little circumstance. Let me think about the grand scale, the big scheme, the whole picture, how we're going to solve this. And that, I'm not going to lie, helped me a lot, kind of just push through. Every single moment I wanted to just kind of throw up my hands in the air and complain again, God just brought me back to the fact that we're doing this for a greater cause. So finally, it has ended. I have my citizenship. This process did end, but now we begin a new process, an even better process to make us better believers, to make us better children of God. And I want you guys to pray for Venezuela. You know, we are now looking to finally book our flight and prepare mentally and spiritually, even physically, to go to a country that doesn't share the same amenities as we do here in the United States. But again, the gospel is ready to explode over there. I believe we're going to see signs and wonders. I believe we're going to see people healed. We're going to see a revival. We're going to see everyone just fall in love with God, praising and worshiping Him. And that's something that we want to be a part of. So for anyone going through a process, I know specific people close to my life that are going through a very, very tough and heavy process. But let me tell you something, man. God is with you, and the ones that love Him, the ones who cherish Him, the ones who have faith that He is great, He will lead you in love. He will finish off into good. Whatever it is, it seems bad right now, it'll end for the good for you personally. So just hang tough in there. Hang strong, whether it be through a marriage, whether it be through a financial situation, whether it be through anything. You can name whatever you're going through. That process is a means to an end. There's going to be something you're going to learn from it. And I've had the joy, I guess I can call it now, the joy of experiencing everything firsthand from this whole entire 2 weeks of what it means to go to the city, to go and pay money, to go and just go do everything, and see my dad struggle to breathe, to go up and down the stairs, to see my mother come to the city and walk in the rain and kind of embrace it. Everything it brought us together more as a family. It built up my patience. It built up my confidence and my faith. And those are all good things. So hey, maybe today you didn't build anything in the physical. Maybe you don't see those muscles. Maybe you don't see that money. Maybe you don't see that nice house, nice car. But when you develop fruits of the Spirit, it's so much more greater, because the Spirit, when you sow in the Spirit, you're reaping eternal life. And when you sow in the flesh, it's for destruction. It's temporary, you know? So look towards the Spirit, edify yourselves, get in the Word today, look for God in any single way you possibly can. I thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope it edified you. I hope it inspired you to get through your process and trust God that He will bring it to its completion when the time is right. I love you guys, and God bless.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.